Hey, what's happening? What's going on in Sharkland? This is Eric from the Shark School with another episode of Let's Talk Shark. Last week I mentioned that we have to dive into the controlled withdrawing once more due to all the responses I got. Most of them revolve around the issue of what happens when the shark keeps shadowing the person and won't leave it alone despite face guide push or guilt touching. What I mean with shadowing, the shark keeps following you, you can't really get rid of it, and it comes closer and closer. A few people also asked how you can force yourself not to swim or move away once you see your shark approaching, especially a large shark in this case. So let's start with the first issue. What if the shark does not leave you alone even though you did everything as you're supposed to, including gill touching? Well, the chances that the shark won't leave you alone once you touch his gills are very, very slim. But for the sake of argument, it may happen, so let's look into it. A shark that tries to figure you out is always torn between approaching and potentially exposing itself to a certain danger because it doesn't know what you are, and staying back and potentially lose the opportunity that you could have been food, despite that we do not look like anything a shark knows. So every shark is constantly torn between these two extremes. So even a bold shark who dares to move in will always, and I mean always, use safety over potential danger. And it does not matter what size the shark has. So even if the shark comes very, very close or even dares to brush you, it is not letting its guards down, despite that it seemed that way. So what can you do since you did everything already? The only way in such a situation is to go forward, move towards the shark. What I mean is move again towards the shark, be in its face. And I mean not how you approach the shark during face guide push move, where you just approached it, most likely once, since the shark then normally reacts quite well and takes off, or at least keeps a much, much larger distance between you and itself, and you actually can do or start a controlled withdrawing. No, now you don't let go. You move towards the shark, wait until it has adapted its pattern, and keep moving towards it again, even before the shark turns towards you again. What happens by doing that is that you now control the situation. The shark may try to keep coming, but once it realizes that you're not waiting anymore until it comes back, you start to be the so-called aggressor. Will that not piss off a shark? No, it won't. A shark that starts to be in your face is a very bold animal, and you can only win by doing the same to the shark. Once a shark realizes that you turn out to be a predator, after all, it will back off and you can go back to a regular withdrawing, a regular controlled withdrawing. I hope this clears up the first question. You understand where the difference between the two moves lies. So face guard push move is a one-time issue, but move during being a shark's face may happen several times and you don't let up. The second set of questions revolved about the mental stress of how to force yourself not to move away when a shark approaches. Despite that you know what you should do, the shark may be a bit too large. Some people ask, what if a white shark, what if a tiger shark would approach? How can you stand the ground? Well, to be honest, that takes some guts, but it's the only way to face the shark. Okay? From early on in our lives, we are schooled to follow rules. We're conditioned to many things, and how did we learn them? Well, in most cases, we were told, and once we reacted properly, we either got rewarded or we just understood. It's the same with sharks. It may be easier for a diver, since there we learn from early on the do's and don'ts of diving and know what can happen if we don't follow these rules. So it's easier for these people to follow procedure. So a swimmer doesn't really have to have that many rules during this activity. And the whole procedure is not different with sharks, but here's the main issue. We have to consciously tell ourselves what to do should a shark come too close. And not just once or twice, but over and over. Why? Because we hardly get into the situation that someone tells us this rule and then we jump in and we'll actually face one. So we don't get the confirmation, the rewarding effect of doing it right, and won't see the outcome of this rule right away. By not being rewarded with the accepted result after we are told, We have to convince ourselves through a repetition of thinking through the process over and over. But it's not that you have to do it for weeks at a time. No, you do it when you happen to think about a shark. Or if you occasionally go for a swim or just jump in, then tell yourself what to do before you take the plunge. I hope you see the process behind. When I teach my Interaction 1 workshop in Eleuthera, we do an exercise where we focus on this aspect. And all it takes is about 10 minutes of being exposed to these scenarios where sharks come very close, and it is in your mind, and it's really then stuck there. It is easier to learn it that way, since you're exposed to sharks right after explaining it, and once you get out of the water, you feel great about the whole scenario, and we'll do it the same way again, should you happen to end up with an approaching shark down the road. So I hope you guys who ask me all these questions feel better now. Should there still be issues, questions? Don't hesitate, send me another email through LTS, okay? But you know what? The good thing is that we hardly ever end up in situations like these. And as long as a shark is not overstepping its inner threshold, you know, inner circle, you're fine. Never forget, sharks are not daredevils. And that includes the whites, the tigers, the bulls, and all these sharks that we feel threatened sometimes. If they were, they would not have made it. Only a careful predator that can observe and weigh the potential danger can further evolve successfully. And sharks are really the very success story in the ocean. So, well, they're not daredevils, okay? That's it for today. Tune in again for another show of Let's Talk Shark. Have a great day. And if you meet a shark out there, have fun, enjoy the moment, and remember, it is a privilege to be among them.